From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. BP says its oil well in the Gulf of Mexico looks like it's holding up fine, 2.5 days after engineers shut down the flow. NPR's Richard Harris reports they are continuing to monitor it carefully, looking for signs that pressure in the well could be causing damage.
Shutting off the flow of oil from the well is part of an ongoing test. Saturday, the government said that test would eventually end, and when it does, the well will be opened up again, and oil would flow into the Gulf, at least temporarily. But today, BP executive Doug Suttle says he'd like to avoid that.
We're hopeful that if the encouraging signs continue, we'll be able to continue the integrity test all the way to the point that we get the well killed.
Killing the well involves pumping cement into it from a relief well, and that relief well is now set to intersect the Wild Well at the end of July or early August. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A suicide bomber eluded Titan security in Kabul, Afghanistan today. Police officials say a man blew himself up near a busy market, killing 3 civilians. About 45 people were wounded. Security had been increased in advance of Tuesday's international conference on Afghanistan, which is expected to draw representatives from about 60 nations. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will represent the U.S. She arrived in Islamabad, Pakistan today to begin a South Asia tour. 2 suicide bombings have killed at least 46 people and wounded another 46 in Iraq today. NPR's Nishant Dahiya reports from Baghdad. The larger of the blasts killed 43 members of a government-backed Sunni paramilitary force.
More than 150 members of the Sons of Iraq movement were lined up to get paid near a military base on the outskirts of Baghdad when the explosion took place. The Sunni fighters were once allied with al-Qaeda, but turned against the militant group in 2006. The support played an important role in ending the sectarian fighting in Iraq. The U.S. military paid them monthly salaries till last year when they were turned over to the Iraqi government. Some have since been absorbed into the security forces. Over the past few months, the Sons of Iraq have been increasingly targeted by militants and have complained that state support for them is evaporating. Attacks against the security forces and the Sons of Iraq are worrying because they come at a time when the number of U.S. troops in Iraq is dropping and Iraq's security forces are taking on greater responsibilities in the country. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
Rescuers in northwestern China are trying to reach 13 miners trapped when a coal mine flooded this morning. 3 men were rescued. This is the 3rd mining accident in China this weekend. 28 miners died in a fire last night in the northern part of the country, while in central Hunan province, at least 3 miners died in a fire yesterday. Mines in China are the most dangerous in the world. Thousands of people die every year in fire, floods, and accidents. More than 2,600 coal miners died last year. You're listening to NPR News. Alvin Green makes his first campaign appearance today since he was the surprise winner of the South Carolina Democratic primary. Catherine Welch from member station WHQR reports.
The speech at his local NAACP meeting is also the kickoff for his U.S. Senate run against incumbent Republican Jim DeMint. The rally comes a little more than a week after the state law enforcement division said it could find no wrongdoing in how the unemployed candidate came up with the $10,440 campaign filing fee. University of South Carolina political science professor Mark Tompkins says the event gives Green a chance to reintroduce himself.
His community is creating a congenial forum for him to do a better job of explaining why he's running and what he hopes to accomplish.
Green's appearance has attracted so much attention that it's been moved from a local church to a school gymnasium. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.
Vice President Joe Biden said today that although some people who have taken part in Tea Party events have made what he called really unfortunate comments, he doesn't think the Tea Party movement is racist.
I don't believe that. Very conservative, very different views on government and a whole lot of things, but it is not a racist organization.
He told ABC President Obama also doesn't think the movement is racist. Another topic, the vice president said he thinks the Democrats will retain control of the House and the Senate after the November elections, saying they'll shock the heck out of everybody. Last weekend, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the Republicans could regain the House. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.